America first to turn world tourism upside down? Forget climate change, electric cars, and gender equality. Asylum, birthright citizenship, all are under threat in the U.S. starting today. America's first day of freedom started this morning after President Donald Trump, a convicted felon, was sworn in Washington, D.C., at a glamorous event only the U.S. could pull off. The president pledged to be color neutral but at the same time signed an executive order to release 1,600 convicted right-wing fanatics, many white-only Americans, out of prison. The United States is joining Iran, Libya, and Yemen in denying climate change and taking the world's superpower out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. The U.S. will no longer agree to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels to avoid the worst impacts of climate change. America first, while entire nations, such as Kiribati and Maldives, may disappear from the face of the earth. The Paris Agreement, UNFCCC. Even though the president promised to have an American flag on Mars soon, he is joining his Russian colleague, President Putin, in wanting to expand its territory. As a start, he pledged to take back the Panama Canal. Climate change, global warming, and sustainable tourism have been the leading causes of action and discussions among countries with the travel and tourism industry. However, expect the United States to no longer officially join this discussion and participate in action resulting from such agreements. The U.S. will be officially out of the Paris Agreement and the World Health Organization 1 year from now. The next pandemic will no longer be a subject for the U.S. to be concerned about. No indication is given whether the new administration will have a Department of Tourism or will join a UN-affiliated agency, such as UN Tourism. World Health Organization, WHO, the United Nations agency working to promote health, keep the world safe and serve the vulnerable. At the same time, organizations, such as the American Hotel Association, most world leaders, and tourism leaders are congratulating the president, some saying he knows what is best for travel and tourism because he is a famous hotel developer. At the same time, the European Travel Commission provides the first global analysis of the risks to the tourism industry from climate change. It is also a roadmap towards a low-carbon tourism economy, requiring nothing less than a revolution in the sector. While it draws on high-level climate change expertise, it also contains the views and experience of 17 travel and tourism leaders. These leaders acknowledge that the viability of some destinations is seriously threatened and that business as usual is no longer possible. iturbonews.com. Remaining and leading the discussion on climate will be the European Union and Saudi Arabia's money soon. As a German-American, today did not make me proud. However, I was glued to the television for 4 hours, seeing this change for our country unfolding. Let's give him a chance and go with the flow, a scary and uncertain thought for the next 4 years. The new president, however, knows the business. He doesn't want Americans to stop exploring this beautiful, amazing world, its people, and cultures. America will also not stop being a welcoming country for legal visitors from around the globe, and staying in a Trump hotel, using X and Facebook, or using TripAdvisor may make it easier. iturbonews.com.